If you're counting down to retirement and you're hoping it will be something like in this ad.
Ready for next with Colonial First State, Australia's largest provider of retirement solutions. Talk to an advisor to see how Colonial First State can help you.
Oh, how good would that be? Yeah.
That's my life, pretty much.
Yes, but retirement is about more than just walking out of work without a care. In fact, you have to start early on an exit strategy. And joining us this morning on Studio 10 is the fabulous Kerry Bolton, who has researched for many years about the importance of the correct exit plan. Kerry, good morning.
Hey.
Good morning. Good morning.
So, Kerry, as we saw in that earlier clip, all of us would love to walk out the door without a care in the world, but that's very dangerous, isn't it? Why?
It's extremely dangerous. I think one of the first reasons in particular is that after a little while, you're going to get fairly bored. You know, it's not really the... the days will start to drag a little bit. Once you're over the euphoria, which is fantastic, yes, you don't have to get up in the morning and you don't have to be working for the man, so to speak, but you have something to do with your day. So playing golf 3 days a week might be just fantastic for a while, but after a little while, there's more to life than just simply waiting for someone to actually interact with you.
So what then is the number one thing to do before you retire?
The best thing to do is to give it some thought, quite frankly, and figure out what it is that you really want to do with the rest of your life. We are a long time retired these days. You know, the with the average age of retirement still being around 65, our life expectancy now is up to, you know, well into the 80s and, you know, could be into the 90s. So we've got a lot of life to fill. So taking time to think about how you're going to continue your social interaction, the people that you know who are in your network that you can continue to engage with and keep yourself active and busy over the course of that period of time is really, really important.
Most of the reports I've read suggest that if you finish work and just do nothing, you could face problems, including health problems. You know, it's not good for your brain to do nothing.
Correct, Ita. And really what happens is our brain shrinks. So just as physical exercise is really important, so is mental exercise. And mental exercise, by engaging socially, especially, is really, really important. You could be doing something that is a volunteer role. It could be a... you could decide to go and use the talents that, and skills that you actually had during the during your time of working and apply those into other areas, perhaps in the local community, as an example.
Often it is the case, and I think with men in particular, they think retirement sounds great. As you say, golf 3 times a week sounds great, and then they do get... they lose their identity that's often tied up in their work. They're not as good as maintaining friendships as women are, who are better at maintaining those networks, so they end up being lonely. Should we, be working longer, as Joe Hockey said? Should we be working until we're 157 years old? And then should we find ways, as you said, to continue some kind of work, be it volunteer work or something, with those skills if we do retire?
Whatever you can do to organise your life around being meaningful and having a purpose is absolutely the best way to go. So if you have skills, for instance, maybe in the financial area, you know, local clubs like the Life Saving Club or the Football Club or Netball, whatever, they're always looking for people to help out and volunteer. Perhaps as a treasurer, you know, there's a great opportunity to be able to do something like that. I don't think we necessarily need to work until we're 150, as Joe suggested, but it really is a case of keeping yourself occupied and keeping your brain active and doing something that you're enjoying doing, not just for the sake of doing it. Also, unfortunately, the studies that have been done globally have shown that men are the ones who really do suffer more than women, because they haven't their identity has been tied up very much in what they do. If they're in business, their identity is their business, no matter what size the business. And then you come across a social situation, someone says to you, oh, well, what do you do now? And you're lost for words. Yes. You know, it's just a simple question, but you're totally lost for words. And it's very, very important to be able to create a new life for a life after work and a life after business.
Kerry, it's also very important, I think, also to be financially well prepared when you retire, and that often, especially with super, we need to be onto it much better and at a much earlier age. What are your key tips that can prepare us to be well prepared financially when we retire?
One of the things I find a lot of people don't do, and particularly for those who are in their own businesses, you know, they look after their employees, but they don't necessarily look after themselves anywhere near as well. Figuring out how much money that you need to live on, we're not going to be able to be, you wouldn't want to be relying on the age pension if you don't have to. Figuring out how much money you actually need to be able to create the lifestyle that you've continued, that you'd like to continue to enjoy, so that you don't run out of money before you run out of life. I mean, that's the most important thing. And I think a lot of people really don't take the time to budget that, to actually think about what are we spending now, how much money will we need, especially when you're still active and working, and you might even, say, be in your mid-50s and you're still looking at another 10 years down the track minimum, as far as you're concerned, that time will just go in a flash. So it's really important to be able to write down what it is that you're spending your money on, how you want to live for the rest of your life, and be able to put yourself in a position where you can generate that sort of money for the future years.
And if you're a business owner who needs an exit strategy, you can head to exitstrategygroup.com.au. Kerry, thanks so much for your great advice this morning.
Thanks.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you.